I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, a musician's voice helps explain why a century-old ethnic conflict raises raw emotion today. But first, a talk with one of our anchor buddies, reporters who help us understand news from around the world. Today, we go to Turkey, where our correspondent is closely tracking two stories that are also important to us here in the U.S. Turkey, of course, is a U.S. ally in the region. It borders Iraq and serves as a key supply route for American forces there and in Afghanistan. On Wednesday, Turkey's parliament overwhelmingly agreed to allow troops to cross into northern Iraq to fight against Kurdish rebels believed to be hiding there. Those rebels, known as the PKK, or Kurdistan Workers' Party, are considered a terrorist group by the Turkish government and the U.S. State Department. President Bush is pleading with Turkish leaders not to launch such an attack, and at the same time, Mr. Bush is fighting with a group of American lawmakers over a proposal to label the century-old killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. We'll talk about both of these stories with our guest, who's speaking to us from Ankara. Lale Seribrahimoglu is a columnist for Zaman newspaper. Welcome, Lale. Thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Now that this potential operation has been approved, is this considered imminent?
No, not really. The Turkish Prime Minister said yesterday during his address to his party, the fact that the motion is passed yesterday, it didn't necessarily mean it was imminent. In other words, Turkey has given time for the parties concerned, i.e. the Iraqi government, Iraqi Kurds, as well as the U.S., to take concrete action against the PKK rebels active in northern Iraq. For that reason, Turkey has given time to diplomacy rather than using the right given itself by the Turkish parliament to invade northern Iraq.
So as I understand it, the precipitating event here is that the PKK, they're believed to be basing in northern Iraq. Now, they've crossed over and killed over 30 Turkish soldiers in the past 2 weeks. Why are they crossing over into Turkish territory?
The PKK, the birth of PKK was to set up an independent Kurdish state in the Middle East region as a whole. But this aim of the PKK has been narrowed with the emergence of the new situation in northern Iraq, where the Iraqi Kurds are quite autonomous at the moment. But the final aim is to set up an independent Kurdish state inside Turkey.
Now, President Bush, as I mentioned, has strongly urged Turkey not to go forward with an operation into Iraqi territory. Does the American government's opinion have any weight here?
Well, I think at this stage, as far as we can see, the U.S. Administration's opinion doesn't seem to have much weight anymore at this stage, because Turkey has, for a long time, since its invasion of Iraq in 2003, Turkey has been asking and urging Americans, U.S. administration to take action against the PKK in northern Iraq. As you may guess, they have got camps there, and also they're receiving their logistic support, i.e. arms, food, and other stuff, so that they could survive in northern Iraq. But we noticed that Americans haven't been responsive enough to the Turkish calls to stop a lifeline of the PKK in northern Iraq. For that reason, at this stage, since Turkey hasn't received any response from the Americans, also from the Iraqi Kurds and the Iraqi government, for its urge to restrain and to stop PKK being active in northern Iraq, and so that it could give an end to their infiltration into Turkey. So I think Turkey's patience has worn thin.
Mm-hmm. So Turkey's saying, if you're not going to protect our border, we're going to do it for ourselves. I don't know if the American government's position, obviously I don't speak for them, but I think the U.S. government's position is that they're doing the best they can and that they're kind of tied down in the south. Do people not buy that?
Well, Turkish people doesn't buy it, because the Turkish state actors, decision makers, both the military and the politicians are not in the opinion that U.S. has done enough. Mm-hmm. Turkish public is influenced by the Turkish decision makers.
I see. I was going to ask you that. What is public opinion on this? Do you think that there would be support for this kind of military operation?
I mean, I should say, unfortunately, yes. There is an overwhelming support for the Turkish military to invade northern Iraq. And this is, I said, I described as unfortunate because, on the other hand, the Turkish public is misled that the cross-border operation will be a remedy to the PKK problem, whereas Turkey should urgently address its own Kurdish problem, mainly in the southeast, the social, economic problems in this region, and the almost 23 years old war against the PKK has really turned mainly the southeast into a mess, where in many provinces there is a serious poverty that people are suffering out of it. So for that reason, it has been wrong that the Turkish public has come to a point that if Turkey enters into northern Iraq, the PKK problem will be finished. But this wrong perception has unfortunately been injected in the minds of the people.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that having these killings over the last couple of weeks probably has inflamed opinions. I want to turn to another issue. As you know, of course, a U.S. congressional committee passed a resolution officially calling the mass killings of Armenians in 1915 as genocide, or over the period, a two-year period, as genocide. This issue has caused a major uproar in Turkey. Why is this such a sensitive issue?
It is sensitive because the Turkish people do not accept that the World War I events were actually a genocide. But while this is a fact, on the one hand, which makes the Turkish public extremely sensitive about the adoption of such resolutions by the parliaments, because once you adopt them in the parliaments, in the foreign parliaments, it becomes a political issue.
But what's the fear? Is the fear that people who are survivors of the killings would ask for reparations of some sort? What is it? Or is it just that it's considered a stain on the honor of the country?
For the public, the concern is not the reparations, because this is not an issue that is widely discussed in Turkey, but this is a matter of honor. And unfortunately, this has been a problem for Turkey for almost 90 years. And in the meantime, we haven't seen Turkish governments addressing those allegations in a scientific manner and opening its archives. This decision of Turkey to open its Armenian archives and allow the scientists to come and examine the files came a late decision. We should come to a point of accepting that the Turkish government neglected to display and to explain to the world opinion that those events were not actually a genocide, but an act of massacre, perhaps, or the killings of the people during the mass migrations.
What's the difference?
Genocide is something what the Nazi Germany has done. I mean, mass extermination of the peoples. But in our case, we deeply believe that during the 1915, during the World War One, there has been nasty events.
But no one suggested these people died by accident.
No. Those people didn't die by accident. But at the same time, we as Turkey, we haven't been able to come up with the scientific proof of the events.
You're saying that the public doesn't accept it. You're saying the Turkish public does not accept that this was an intentional act by the leaders of the government and the country to kill these people en masse. You're saying people don't accept that that's happened.
Yes. These are not perceived as something intentional, and the majority of the Turkish public believe that during those incidents, Turks also lost their lives.
Is it registering that the U.S. government is divided on this resolution, that seven former secretaries of state, for example, signed a letter urging Congress not to go forward with this resolution, even though it has some strong support by the Democratic leadership? Is it registering with the Turkish public that there's a division here in the U.S. on this?
Not perhaps by the Turkish public, because this is quite a new event. But at the government level, it is also at the establishment level, the fact that U.S. administration has been working hard is accepted and is appreciated.
All right. What do you see happening in the next few weeks? It's terrible to ask a reporter to make predictions, but I'm asking. What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 weeks, especially with this issue involving the military, these military maneuverings?
Military maneuvering, the cross-border, the Turkish side is definitely expecting Iraqi side to come up with concrete steps against the PKK, even less than in the coming weeks, perhaps in a week or so, such as apprehension of the senior PKK leaders and their extradition to Turkey. Secondly, to ban all the PKK offices operating in Iraq. And thirdly, stop giving logistic support to the PKK so that their room for maneuver will be extremely narrowed. And if this doesn't happen in a week or so, Turkey seems to be determined that they will stage a cross-border operation. But the Turkish government also appears to give time to diplomacy.
And on this question of the resolution, the Armenia resolution, it's been reported in a major American newspapers that support for this resolution seems to be waning because of the opposition, both overseas and from key people in the U.S. Do you feel that if the resolution doesn't go forward, will this whole episode kind of fade from consciousness? Or do you feel that there's kind of a permanent strain here as a result of it?
This will help the Turkish government to explain to the public that this is what the American administration did. This uproar at the moment will slightly go away, fade away. And also it may have positive repercussions, the fact that if the House of Representatives doesn't adopt the resolution, then it will have some positive impact on deterring Turkey from a cross-border operation. Though I link the two issues, I should also underline that the Turkish government seems to be very much determined in seeing concrete steps to be taken by the Iraqi government, by the U.S. and the Iraqi Kurds, rendering the PKK ineffective. But as a whole, if the Armenian resolution is not adopted by the House of Representatives, the current uproar will go down.
Lali Sari Ibrahimoglu is a columnist for Zaman newspaper. She joined us on the phone from her office in Ankara. Lali, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.